Australian True Crime is an independent podcast. If you help us, we can continue creating and improving our content. That's our promise to you. To support us, simply hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This will help us grow and ensure you're notified as soon as a new episode is released. Ah, yes, Italians do it better, as Madonna said in the 80s, but we're all going to have to find our own way to cope with lockdown. I'm Michelle Laurie, and I'm locked inside with my children and my mother. Welcome to hell.
I'm killing my mother. She's got emphysema.
Oh, yes.
I'm killing her because I won't let her go anywhere. Yesterday, she demanded to be allowed to go to the shops. And I said, why? What do you need? She said, an eyebrow pencil.
My friend Nellie Thomas has no sympathy.
I'm pretty experienced. Like, I've had one of my kids home for nearly 3 years because of illness. I remember texting you or calling you at some point, I think probably halfway through last year, just in tears going, you know, I'm sitting in my back shed, hiding from my children, secret smoking and drinking a glass of wine. And I don't know what's worth, like, doing those things or feeling so guilty about doing those things. There's got to be somewhere in the middle where you go, I'm just human. This is a lot.
I think the feeling guilty is what's worse. I think if you're enjoying it, it's fine.
That's a good Buddhist. Such a good one. This is, well, there's no coincidence. That's why I rang you. Yeah. The last thing you need is your judgy friend going, oh, Nellie, you don't want to be on a ventilator. I know. That's why I'm hiding in the shed.
Welcome to Hell is our lockdown, homeschooling, isolation, secret drinking in the shed podcast. Because hell is other people, and we may be locked inside with them for a very long time. Coming soon wherever you get your podcasts in association with the Acast Creator Network.
Gina Shela Verbena, viva la nostra cena, viva la nostra cena, della piazza del campo, Gina Shela Verbena, viva
Soppazzete, soppazzete, sai rorenne te faccio vicino, ma tu, e allora sì, abbracciamo più fuori, perché pochi se ne fu, se tutto il tempo che è passato sempre bene. Se il mondo non esiste niente più.